Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. Denise, where are you?
Okay. Jade, are you there?
I am.
Okay, this has been one crazy thing. I got disconnected while I was talking. I heard you, but I got disconnected. Anyway, we're back on. Thank you for being patient. Those are the wonderful technology challenges that we have sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's very true.
Now, we did not let it stress ourselves out. I just had to call back in and figure out what's happening. So, did you hear my first question that I asked you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't
hear anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me go back. I did introduce you, And I hope that took, but I'm going to do it again just so to make sure that since we're both on now, people know. So back to the beginning, Jade is a very special friend of mine. She's also a very special professional, and I have had the pleasure to experience her skills. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. She is a mentor, coach, hypnotherapist, inspiring teacher, healer, motivational speaker, and author who has helped over 5,000 women transform their lives. She teaches women to quit listening to their old, outdated beliefs and programming so they can look into the mirror and love themselves for who they are. She also teaches workshops, and I have the link there that you can click on and go check out where she teaches and what she teaches, and I'm going to refer back to it at the end of the show again. Please do check out her website because you're going to get to learn so much, and it's amazing. So I want to start by saying things that increase weight can be stress, sodas, fatty foods, sedentary lifestyle, more calories in than calories out, lack of hydration, lack of exercise, and believing you are not enough or unloved. What do you have to say to this, Jade? Do you have anything that you can add to it or stress about it? That is, I mean, point out, let's put it that way. We don't want to stress, but point out about it that could help the listeners.
Well, for me, the biggest thing is I'm a believer that we all have choice. And here's the thing. When we don't truly believe we're worth it, when we truly are trying to protect ourselves, we eat. Because weight puts on barriers between our energies and the world. So as we... the more we eat, the more padding we put on. This padding protects us from any outside that our own body or our own mind can't handle at that moment.
Oh, that's very interesting. I know for a fact there are not too many people who can actually see what you just said because it is so true. In my health coaching that I'm studying right now, it's very interesting because that is one of the things that comes back all the time. What do you do when you watch TV or when you do something? Do you have to snack on foods? If yes, what kind of snacks do you have? And I'm lucky to say that my answer is nope. I have 24 ounces of water next to me, and if I need anything, I have a few sips of water. So
but
that
you know,
really
that's
helped.
Difficult. But that is very difficult for a lot of people, okay?
Yes.
I know I struggled with it for a long, long, long time as far as weight, and I realized part of it was because I didn't really love myself. See, also, we're programmed. Think about it. When you're watching television, you either see drugs or food. It's really about the only thing they throw at you constantly is drugs and food. If you want
and you're
this,
talking
take
about
this
the
pill.
Commercials,
if
right?
You're, right. It, or go out and eat this delicious burger or whatever. I mean, they program us to be it so that the masses are in control from the food industry, from the medical industry as far as drugs, because there's so many wonderful natural products out there. Now, I have a book, and I know we didn't speak of it, but I also have a book called Your Amazing Itty-Bitty Book on Self-Esteem. And part of it is explaining how to go one step at a time to start loving yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more you're content with who you are and the outside world doesn't affect you. At that moment, you can start, it's easier to say, no, I don't want that. I love me enough.
Awesome.
I don't want that.
Yeah. I'm so glad you just mentioned that. And I was privileged to purchase your book and read it, and I really enjoyed it very much. Would you please tell our audience where they can get it?
If you were to go on to Amazon and type in Your Amazing Itty Bitty, Itty Bitty is ITTYBITTY, self-esteem book, author Jade Elizabeth, you can purchase my book either in Kindle or in hardcover. Well, not a hardcover, but Kindle or a book that can be sent to you. Now, the thing about my book is the 15 steps that are there to help you gain high self-worth is not to be just read like a book. It's to be done one step at a time. You read one, which is only 2 pages long, and then you follow and do what those 2 pages tell you to do. You practice it. You work at it. This was my process of getting where I was, which I didn't believe I was worth, and I was as good as anyone else. I always tried to be perfect because if I was perfect, I might be able to match up. And I'm sure your listeners are following this. It was one of the reasons you eat. Eat
That's
to make
right.
yourself happy. You eat to make yourself content. Even chocolate, they say it's euphoric. So when we eat chocolate, we crave more of it, but it's very similar to a blissful experience. And then we get addicted to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's kind of like a drug where we get addicted to it because
sure.
it tastes so good, and it's good for our TLC. It's a replacement for TLC.
And how it makes us feel, yes.
That's
because
right.
if it makes you feel good and you don't feel good about yourself and you do a lot of negative self-talk inside, okay, that food is your booster.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course,
yeah.
the more you eat, the more stressed you get. The more stressed you get, the more you eat. So then it becomes a cycle that is really difficult to stop.
Yeah, very, very much so, actually. Well, when we started, I said that the weight increase could be due to stress, soda, whatever. And I'm wondering if these are all self-inflicted or if there are any other reasons to gain weight other than pregnancy and thyroid problems that you know of that I haven't listed above.
Well, some of it has to do with what you believe about yourself. Because if you believe that you're not as good as everyone else, your mind, your energy, your vibrational energy is going to do everything in its power to make you right. So if you change your thoughts, if you change your belief system, which I can help people with, and there's many out there that can do the same, when you start to change that, then you start everything else snowballing in the right direction of letting go of some of that weight.
That is so wonderful, because now you just honed into the next question. How can you best help? And you said you can and many others can, but how can you help? What are your modalities, what are your techniques, what are your things that you learned that really help people with that particular issue?
Well, one of the things that is powerful is hypnosis, because hypnosis can take you out of what we call the cognitive mind, the mind that we're in right this moment as we're communicating. We're in that state of mind where we're fully present, we're wide awake. They actually call it the beta state because you're fully present. When you let go of that, and you go into the unconscious, you can then get to where the problem is. You can shift it and make different changes. You can add new beliefs. You can tap out the old, because when I do hypnosis, I also do what's called energy tapping. So I tap out the old. I replace it with new positive thoughts, and it makes a tremendous difference. Now, does it happen in one session? Probably not. A lot of people believe that if they go to a holistic practitioner, they can do a one-time thing and it's good. No. Sometimes I look at a problem like a table. If you have a table and it's being held up by four legs or six legs or eight legs, if I take one away, is the table going to fall over?
Yeah.
No, right? But if you take enough of those legs away, eventually the table can't hold anymore, which means the problem goes away and it doesn't return because the table's gone.
Oh, that's good. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah,
so
that's super.
Hypnosis does it. EFT does it. There, I do timeline work. The reason I have as many modalities as I do is because I truly believe not one thing works for everybody.
Yeah, that's true again, because I experienced that with you. You had to shift with me also. And you made a very powerful statement. You said, it's not a one-time deal. Well, you know, we can compare it to gaining weight. It's not a one-time deal. It's not, today I'm perfect and tomorrow I am not. It's something that happens over time, and therefore healing takes over time. And a one-time session just really does not do it justice, and it does not allow for the healing that actually can happen when you do it more often and more regularly. And that is a commitment from me to you. I'm coming back to see you next month.
Okay.
We'll schedule
but here's
the appointment
what you
later.
Have to know. But here's what you have to know. Healing is instantaneous. Okay? It's like, think about it. You go to see someone and you talk and you talk and you talk and you talk for years. And one day, it's gone. Do you think it slowly went away over all that time? Or did you finally get fed up talking about it and bang, it was gone? But see, here's the thing. Only one leg may have been gone. This is what I mean by it taking time. One session will get rid of one particular leg of the problem, but a problem never is held up by just one thing. There are many different avenues that's holding it up.
So with all your skills, you can actually hone into whatever is needed for the body or the mind.
At each time,
whatever.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So when we get rid of one leg, then we address the issue again to see what else is holding it in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we address that. And if it's only four legs holding up the table, if you get rid of two of them, the table can't be steady and it falls over. But if there's more than four legs, then it may take another to find out what another leg of it is, and eventually you will get it all. But each time you do break that leg off and you do heal it. That's what's so fantastic about it. Because it's not just talk therapy. Because you can talk sometimes till you're blue in the face to someone, and if they're not feeling it or they're not letting go of it, then you can talk and talk and talk, and it's not going to change.
That's true. I mean, Yeah, talking is relatively easy to do. Listening is harder, but then experiencing and making the best out of it, that's actually a step in the right direction, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct. Yes.
Cool.
And for me, my belief is it all starts with loving yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more your stress level goes down. The more your stress level goes down and the loving of you, the more all of a sudden you would say, you know, I really don't want to eat that because I care too much about me. So
yeah, then
it's
you have a reason, actually.
Right. It's a choice. See, people don't realize that every single 10 seconds we make a choice. People think choices are the big things that we make. But if you move your hand, that's a choice. Your mind just said, let me move my hand and do this. Let me stand up and walk in the other room. It's a choice. So every single 10 seconds, we make choices. Some are good, some are not so good.
But we make choices nonetheless.
Correct.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It's up to the choices that we make, because when we think about it, for everyone that's been on the call, okay, and hearing the call or listening to it even later, if you've ever been on a diet and you truly decided that you were going to do this and it was a choice and a true choice, it worked. Of course,
mm-hmm.
Then your programming didn't change, your limiting programming about who you were, and the next thing you know, you put the weight all back on, plus possibly more.
Yeah, so it's more than change than just the habits. It needs
yes.
to be totally removed from the subconscious, actually.
Of why it's there. Why are you
yes.
eating? There's always reasons why we do things. We do things usually to make us feel better. And food is a comfort.
Oh,
when
yeah.
people are lonely, they'll eat. If people are depressed, they'll eat. When
and
people
that is
are stressed,
actually,
they eat.
Yeah, that's actually a well-known fact and statistics that food is a comfort food in so many ways, and we think it helps, but actually it does the opposite.
Correct.
Does not really help. Well, I have another question for you. I read something about inner power, so I want to ask, does having your inner power and being at peace help reduce weight and keep it off? And if yes, how, why, and when?
Well, like we've been saying, to me, your inner power is the love of self. Because the more you love you, the more you... People think it's a wonderful thing to give and give and give and give and give, okay? And that may almost sound a little bad, because giving is a wonderful thing. But here's the thing. Do you give first to you and then share the overflow with others? Because this is what I teach. I teach people, it's like, when you go on an airplane, if the airplane is going down and you need to put the mask on, do they tell you to put it on someone else first?
Never.
Why?
Well, if you don't put it on yourself first, you're no good to help anybody else.
There you go. So if you don't love you first, if you don't believe in who you are first, then you're depleting yourself every time you give. So the giving, when people give in that respect, when they give that way, they're giving to make themselves feel good, because they don't feel good about who they are. It makes them feel important. It makes them feel wanted, which we all want. But if you're full, if you take care of you and really love who you are, there's always energy that's flowing from you, from source. There's love that flows in through your heart. It's one of the things I teach in one of my classes. It's called the 7 Keys to Inner Mind Mastery. And once you are completely filled with this love, it's like filling a glass with water, but if the water keeps pouring in, what happens to the excess water? It flows out. So that's what you share with people. Because then you're
very
never
nice
depleted.
Illustration. Yeah. And I've been starting to do that because I was raised exactly give, give, give. And there was never any time for myself. And I started realizing why sickness and not feeling good and all that stuff started kicking in till I made that conscious choice and decision that I'm going to fill my cup and I only share, and that's not egotistical, that's actually self-preservation, that I only share what's flowing over into the saucer. And
there
then I can share as much as I want to, but I am still filled and I'm still feeling good about myself. So I really, really appreciate you saying that. It makes such a great impact on me, and I'm sure on many others who are listening. This is not just about me. This is about everybody else who listens and is willing to learn something and maybe make some different choices in their life. Wow, I can't believe we have less than 2 minutes to finish up.
I know. I was looking at that.
I go, oh, my goodness. Having too much fun, not enough time. That's always a good sign. Well, let me go to the free gift. Do you want to talk about it, what you're offering, the sign up for your newsletter, where and
well,
what it
if
is?
Well, if you like, go
happen?
To my website. My website is very easy. It's www.jadeelizabeth.com, and right on the very front page in the middle, it'll say there's an area that gives you information on stress, and if you click on that, the information takes you to my newsletter, which I am not one of these that bombards people 2, 3, 4 times a week. You might get one email a month, but when you do, it's jam-packed with good information.
Awesome. So it is just www.jadeelizabeth.com and not Jade at Jade Elizabeth. Sorry,
no,
listeners,
no.
For the inconvenience. Just www.jadeelizabeth.com. All right, that's a wrap for this show. My contact information is dythompson@miklknight.com. That's miklknight.com, or dythompson@miklknight.com, or my phone number 562-335-4956. You can text me, voicemail, or call me with your questions, suggestions, or whatever. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And next week is How Does Stress Affect Your Values? See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll call you right.